Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. My voice sounds a little raspy. I am a little under the weather, so I'm going to try to make this as short as possible, but I did want to get in as many questions as I possibly could into a quick podcast from my latest YouTube video, so here we go. The first question says, do you think there's going to be stories on TikTok? It would be amazing for brand deals. So yes, stories will be coming to TikTok. First, they're going to be rolling out a much longer form piece of content, and then they will be rolling out stories after that. That being said, though, as far as getting brand deals, I'm not sure if you're just trying to get paid on TikTok or what the deal is, if you actually do like want to work with brands for whatever reason. Most people that want to do brand deals just want to get paid. So I do want to announce right here officially, I am going to be creating a creator marketplace. I've been working on this for a while now. I've been working with a lot of people on this, where basically you're going to be able to get paid on a CPM basis for how many views that you get. If you use a certain song, if you duet a certain video, if you use a certain hashtag. More on this will be coming soon, but there's going to be no minimum follower count. There's going to be no restrictions. There's going to be nothing crazy holding you guys back from making money on TikTok. There's also going to be nothing holding you back from getting a ton of views on a hashtag, getting a ton of views on a video, or getting a sound to millions of views really quickly, really efficiently, and incredibly cheaply. Next question is, what are your thoughts on TikTok Live? I think TikTok Live is a great way for you to interact with your fans and to get people to go follow you on Instagram, go follow you on YouTube, and just to get to know your fans. That being said, there is one big risk with going live very often on TikTok Live, and that is that if you get banned from TikTok Live, and people get banned for absolutely no reason. It could just be music being played. It could be the t-shirt you're wearing. It could be so many different things. It could be something that shows up in the background. Or it could just be so many people reporting you and trolling you. That being said, if you do get banned from TikTok Live, there's a really good chance you get shadow banned. That is personally why I have not gone live on TikTok in a really long time. I don't want to deter people from going live though by saying that. I'm just saying, you know, that is something to watch out for. So I would be incredibly careful when you do go live. Next question is from @CrystalAloha. Question on a repost. Should I only be focusing on posting videos that had over 85% watch time to reshare? I don't have that many strong videos in that case. I'm wondering if there are any other analytics that I could look at for deciding what to repost. Also, have you seen it work reposting much older content? So to answer your second question first, have I seen it work reposting much older content? That's really hit or miss. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't work because that stuff is not trending anymore. That being said, I would focus more on creating quality content then if you don't have that many videos with over 85% watch time that you can repost. If you're really in a bind and you cannot create new content, I would opt for a duet before you opt for a repost if you don't have that many videos with over 85% watch time. Next question is, are there any updates on the creator funding program through TikTok? Didn't they say it was coming early August? So no, there are not any updates right now. I have a really good feeling that in the next 2 weeks or potentially the last week of August, which would not be ideal, but that is when we're going to be given the applications, and I will be the first person to tell you guys about that. Do I think TikTok will be banned? Because I followed your advice and gained 6K last night, might hit 10K soon. Should I keep working hard? I would keep working as hard as possible. I find it really, really hard to believe that TikTok is going to get banned. I know Trump signed that executive order that the company has to sell in 45 days. I think the company is 100% going to sell. I would not listen to the news. I would not listen to the media. It has been total nonsense this whole entire time. And everybody's just said like, okay, anybody that's looked at this logically is like, all right, a big company's going to buy this. I think that is exactly what's going to happen. I would stop listening to the news. I would stop listening to the media. Let's just wait it out and see what happens. I haven't said this, I don't think, anywhere, but I personally have 22% of my net worth tied up in Microsoft stock because I am that confident that I think Microsoft is going to buy this app. So just to put that out there, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not giving you guys investment advice, but that's how bought in I am on the fact that I think Microsoft is going to buy TikTok. Hey, Robert, I have something to ask you. Does it matter if you use TikTok from a banned country? My audience are Americans. That's where my posts end up. But my point is, does it affect my account and followers and stuff? So no, it shouldn't affect your account and followers and stuff. It sounds like that TikTok is just naturally pushing your stuff there. That shouldn't be an issue at all. Next question. I tried so many ways to get on shadow ban, but nothing works. Can you please tell me if I make a new account on another phone and then use that account on my phone, will I still be shadow banned or not? I don't think that you are actually shadow banned. You need to go watch my shadow ban video that I put on YouTube. I have a really good feeling that you're just not making content according to what needs to be made on TikTok. I would probably bet my last dollar that is actually what's going on, considering that it seems like you've been quote unquote shadow banned several times now. Next question. Hey Rob, here's a question I bet you don't get very often. I've literally watched all of your videos and I've looked over all over Google and everywhere and I cannot find an answer to this. Please, please, please help me. Here's my question. All of a sudden the layout feature for a duet is gone. My friend who has an iPhone still has it. My dad who has TikTok still has it and he's on an Android also, like me. How come I don't have it anymore. I'm so confused. I've looked literally everywhere on the internet for days and cannot find an answer. Please, Robert Benjamin, help me. My username is at Dr. Dimples. Thank you for your time. So the reason being is that TikTok just randomly rolls things in and out. So what TikTok does with their features is they A-B test things, where certain people get certain features, certain people won't get certain features, and they want to see what features people are actually interacting with and what is actually helping within the algorithm. That being said, it sounds like you just got hit, and I don't want to call it an unlucky streak because it really doesn't make a big difference. Side-by-side duets are still what matters the most, but that is exactly what happened. You have lost the feature for now. You could gain it again in the future. If they continue to roll it out across everybody, then you will gain it in the future, but for right now, you're on that B-side where you're just not given the feature. Next question. Do you know if it's a problem on TikTok's end or my end? If you get views on a new account but with zero likes and zero comments, is it a bug? So that's not a bug at all. No, that's just people viewing your content. It sounds like you did not incentivize engagement, and it may not have been a trending piece of content that people are just naturally going to like and comment. But no, that is not a bug at all. Next, all my videos don't show that they've been on the For You page. Only one did, and the 1% disappeared. So I made a new account, posted two new videos, but I interacted with the other account, so I privated those videos. Is my new account ruined or fine as long as I don't interact with it again? Personally, I would create another new account and make sure you do not interact with it at all. Whether or not it's ruined or not ruined, it only time will tell. I have a really good feeling that you'll just be best off creating a brand new account and not interacting. Next question. Hey Rob, I'm gonna save this question for last. I'm gonna answer the second to last question before this. So if you're following people too fast on TikTok, how many hours do you have to wait? Initially it's 30 minutes, then it's like 2 hours, then it's 4 hours, and then it's 24 hours. I would strongly suggest you try to get, I'm gonna call it getting banned from following people, but blocked from following people like once a day. I would really only follow like 20 to 25 people a day. I wouldn't follow any more. I wouldn't follow any less. And I would spread that out. I'd do like 10, 10, 5. So 10 when you wake up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth, 10 when you're eating lunch, and then 5 before you go to bed. You could even stretch it and do 10, 10, 10 or 12, 12, 12, 15, 15, 15. I would do something like that so that you avoid getting follow blocked all the time. Final question. Hey Rob, what's the difference between your accelerator and your mentorship programs? This is a great question. I get this question all the time. The biggest difference is twofold. First, with the accelerator program, you get a check-in every single day for 7 days. With the mentorship program, you get a check-in every single day or every other day for 30 days. So in total, the accelerator program comes with 7 check-ins. The mentorship program comes with 15 check-ins. Both of them, you get a plan. Both of them, you get access to the same course. The biggest difference, though, I would say, is that people tend to get a lot more followers during the mentorship program just because it's a longer period of time. There's a higher chance that you actually strike gold and end up improving your content and seeing a huge change in your followers. That being said, both of them guarantee that you grow on TikTok. I've had several people gain over 100,000 followers in just a week of the accelerator program. I've had several people gain hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, millions of followers in the mentorship program. We've never had a person, I'll be totally transparent, we've never had a person hit 1 million followers or gain over 1 million followers throughout the accelerator program. 150K has been the most that we've ever done. That being said, if you guys are on the fence between the accelerator program and the mentorship program, I would strongly suggest that you get into the mentorship program. If you use code podcast50 on both of them, I'm going to give you 50% off either of them. I'm telling you guys, TikTok is the biggest opportunity ever. I am the only person, I think, ever on the internet that has ever guaranteed that I can help you grow on a social media app or you get your money back. If people are doing this for Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, yeah, of course, they're selling bullshit courses and things like that. This is not just a bullshit course. This is not a bullshit course at all. I'm giving you a plan on what to do, and then I'm checking in with you and helping you develop your account. This is the way that I look at it. This is not just education. A course is education. Well, guess what? You still have to develop yourself into that person. That is what I'm really helping you do. The real price to be paid on the accelerator and the mentorship program comes from me checking in and helping you develop into the person that you need to be in order to create content on TikTok and any other platform. You're going to totally think about how you approach content creation totally different, and how you execute on it and strategize for it after going through both the accelerator and the mentorship program. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. If you're listening to an Apple podcast, please make sure that you rate the podcast 5 stars, and please share this podcast with somebody that you think it'll be helpful for. And if you're not already, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Robert Benjamin on YouTube. I'm going to link out to it in the description. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode.